Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Friday, February 2nd. Second day of Black History Month goes to a former... Where the music at, Eddie? Okay, now we talking. Goes to a former Target worker from Virginia named Bazin Bear. I think that's his name. Who has been sentenced to a whole century in prison. 100 years. I have no idea why judges be playing with people like that. Like, what is the point? Just sentence me to forever, okay? Just sentence me to for all of eternity. Matter of fact, just let me ask the judge a question. Judge, am I ever getting out? And the judge can simply say no, period, okay? Anything sounds better than 100 years. My brain can't even process that. If a judge gives you 100 years, you should automatically be granted permission to run and swan dive over the desk at that judge. Okay, that's when you're supposed to make those kinds of leaps. But once again, as I tell y'all every other day, life is about choices. Okay, destiny is not a matter of chance, it's a matter of choice. And Bazin Burr made a very poor choice. Now, today's Donkey of the Day is a teachable moment because so many people have been faced with the challenge that Bazin was faced with. So many people every day who listen to The Breakfast Club have had to deal with what Bazin has had to deal with, okay? But I bet you handled it better than he did. What are you talking about, Uncle Charlotte? Well, let's go to ABC 7 News on your side for the report, please.
New at 4, a judge is sentencing an Alexandria man to 100 years in prison.
Damn.
After he killed his coworker in a Target parking lot in Bailey's Crossroads. Back in 2021, 25-year-old Bozen Berry killed Hernan Levia. During the trial, prosecutors argued that Berry planned the murder after his coworker took his lunch from the office fridge. Days later, Berry attacked the victim and stabbed him several times after their work shift. Berry pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in October.
Lunch, bruh. You killed someone because they stole your lunch out of the fridge at work, because they stole your food out of the refrigerator. I understand sometimes life is about principle. Okay, I get it. He thought you were soft. You had to show him otherwise. But now what? You killed someone over lunch only to go to prison and end up being someone's snack. And you're going to be somebody's snack. Okay, the same way the man you killed ate your lunch, trust and believe, someone is going to eat your ass the exact same way. And you're going to return the favor, because what else do you have to do over the next 100 years? And he's only 25. Little young tender. Okay, I'm telling you, people are sick out here. All right, folks need psychiatric help. So many people that are walking amongst us need to be under somebody's care. They need to be medicated. I don't know what this man was dealing with. I don't know what he was going through, but whatever it was, this situation puts them over the edge. Okay, you don't just go 0 to 60 over a sandwich. All right, this must have been a meal his grandmother or mother cooked, and he bought the leftovers with him to work. This had to be some sort of comfort food. Like, this food had to have some sentimental value, okay? It had to be something that this man was looking forward to, and you had the audacity to steal it, eat it, and then just come back to work like it's all good. Cause the man to snap. Okay, I can't believe I have to say this, but I don't care how disgruntled you are. There is not a chicken salad anywhere on this planet that's good enough to take somebody's life and get a century in prison. I don't even know if he was eating chicken salad, but wouldn't it be ironic if he did all of this for a toss salad only to end up in prison tossing salads for the next 100 years? Listen to me, though, man. It's a lot of things that's interesting to me about this story, but one that stands out. He thought about this. When you read the report, he thought about this. It's a premeditated murder. He didn't look in the fridge and see his lunch was stolen. He went home, okay, and said, he didn't just look in the fridge and see his lunch was stolen and then, you know, confront the man right there. He went home and said he spent the next few days plotting his revenge. Think about that. He went home for 3 days and plotted his revenge. And this is why things like meditation is so important, breathing exercises, having someone to talk to. You mean to tell me over the course of 3 days, he couldn't let go of the fact that his tuna sandwich got stolen? His homemade pizza or peanut butter jelly sandwich got took, and he couldn't shake that off? This man had severe anger issues that he never got the help for, and that is the moral of the story. Anger resembles fire, and like the fire, if you keep feeding it, it will get stronger and harm you. If you stop feeding anger with your attention, it will fade away. 3 days? This man held this for 3 days. Not one of those days did he have lunch? One lunch after the lunch that got stolen will remind him that lunch goes on. He was moving like he only had one lunch to live. And that's not how lunch works. Listen, we must be willing to let go of the lunch we planned so as to have the lunch that is waiting for us. Not you, Bazin. No, no, no. The lunch that is waiting for you right now is 2 mixed grain sandwiches, 1 roast beef relish and salad, our tomato, mayo and salad, 1 egg, mayonnaise and salad, and 1 serving of fresh fruit. That's what's waiting for you for the next 100 years. Dinner gonna go crazy, though. 1, maybe 2 blue vein sausages. Okay. That beef whistle you gotta blow on because it may be too hot. Okay.
Christ.
Yeah, you don't even want to see that custard launcher for dessert. Okay. Please give Bazin Bear the biggest hee-haw. Crazy world we living in, y'all.
I gotta hear both sides.
What you mean you gotta hear both sides?
Gotta hear both sides.
What's the other side? There's never a reason you need to kill a man over getting your lunch stolen at work, and then you're doing 100 years. What's the other side?
Let's take it out of this situation for a second, right? We got 60 seconds, right? Let's just take it out of this side for a second. Let's say
what side?
Let's just
I don't even know what side. You doesn't make no sense.
Let's take it away from this situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say My name is Rashawn, right?
Your name is Rashawn, you stupid idiot.
I'm 5'4", let's say. I'm small. I've been being picked on my whole life. I go to work. I get a sandwich that my mama made me. My only sandwich, because maybe I can't afford it. Right? So this is my sandwich.
Are you trying to justify this man killing somebody?
I'm not justifying anything. Would you listen to me?
No, we don't need to listen to you.
So now,
you know what you need to do? Put a meat popsicle in your mouth right now and shut up. Okay? There's no way you're going to justify
it. I'm not justifying, but I'm just saying he's been bullied, right? Now this guy takes his sandwich. This guy, I'm not saying this is the situation. This guy picks on Rashawn, takes my Rashawn sandwich. Now I come to work, I see this guy every day. He's laughing at me. I can't beat him physically. So I do something stupid.
Nick, put your one-eyed yogurt slinger in this guy's mouth and shut him up. Okay? The hell is he talking about over there? Huh? Jesus Christ, man. Shut up.
I don't want to play with nothing one-eyed, all right?
Just shut up. Jesus.
Yogurt slinger. All right. You're disgusting.
What?
You're disgusting.
Why am I disgusting?
All these terms. You had these terms in the back of your something.
Oh, please.
All right, well, thank you for that.
Speaking of back of something, you want me to put my tonsil tickler back?
See? He just messed. He must have a bunch of these, and he's just ready to fire off. Your tonsil tickler? Like, come on.
Shut
all right.
Up.
This guy here.
Oh, man.
All right, when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
See, back at it. Say something. I know
nope,
you got one waiting.
I do not.
I know you got one waiting.
Nope, I do not.
When we come back, Dr. Joseph Puma will be joining us. All right. Now, he is the founder and president of Soren Medical. Now, this month is Heart Awareness Month. And
yes,
we're
going
to be talking to him about things, what we should be doing to make sure our heart is running the right way, our heart is running safe, and that we can live a lot longer.
See, that's what anxiety does to you, right? It plays tricks on you. So, you know, the end of last year. The end of the year before that. What was the year before that?
2022.
Okay, yeah, Dr. Puma does.
Yes. And we're going to talk to him when we come back. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to michaelthebull.com. That's michaelthebull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.